Hello all and welcome back to our National Migrant Scholars Internship Initiative podcast. I am your host, Michael Anthony Suarez, aka Maz, cause he always leaves you wanting more. Today I have the pleasure to interview Marcos Diaz. Marcos graduated from Michigan State University in 2017 with a bachelor's degree in food industry management. He now works in sales for Lipman Family Farms in California. Marcos, thank you for taking the time to do this for us.
No, thank you. It's a pleasure to connect with you again and be able to share my experience with some of your listeners.
Awesome. So I guess we'll just go right into it. Can you give me a short introduction of like what your current work is, your location right now, and kind of what company you're working with and what you're doing for them?
Yeah. So After graduation, I took a job in operations and eventually made my way out to California, where now I work in sales for Lipman Family Farms. We're the largest tomato grower in the U.S., open field tomato grower in the U.S. And so I work in our value added side, south of Sacramento, and we service retailers, food service, and distribute tomatoes and vegetables.
Terrific. Thank you. How was your experience with your education in terms of choosing your major? How did you decide that that's kind of what field you wanted to go into?
Yeah, I think that it was a blessing to be part of the Kent program, because really it was a great support system, and I met some of my best friends through the program, and because we got to campus a week early and got to, you know, meet a ton of great people, it was an easier transition. Especially being, you know, after I moved out to California and having to make new friends out here and do the transition all over again, you kind of appreciate now a little more of everything that the camp program does for you, and how community oriented they are. As far as at Michigan State, it was a phenomenal experience. They really care about, you know, students, their success, and making sure that they're successful post graduation. So I'm eternally grateful to be part of, or to be a Spartan, and part of the Kent program. As far as choosing a major, I actually started out in criminal justice. I actually wanted to be a wildlife officer, back home in the Everglades and stuff like that. But it turned out that it just wasn't my calling. It wasn't what I wanted to do. So I actually changed my major to supply chain. Thought I wanted to work in the auto industry, and found, you know, some struggles education wise, and decided, you know what, I needed to change courses again. So I went and met with several advisors at several different colleges, and I actually fell in love with the College of Ag, and it played to my strengths and what I knew, and the program was fitting for my learning style. So I decided to do food industry management and continue to work in the produce industry. And it's turned out great for me.
Excellent. Marcos, how would you describe your brand? And is there any advice that you kind of would give to students about creating their brand and why it's important when you go out into the work field?
Yeah, I would say my brand at Michigan State was definitely engaged and involved. I actually knew pretty early on. So my freshman and sophomore year, I wasn't super involved. Late into my sophomore and junior year, I got more involved and started meeting with people. But I would say if I were to step on campus, recruiters and advisors would say that I always showed up to meetings. I was always there. I always introduced myself. I was usually the first one in some of the club meetings and the last one out, made sure I always shook somebody's hand before I left. And that's kind of what how people remember me. So I would say just kind of involved in the university and kind of embraced what we stand for. As far as advice, I would say to be involved, to meet people, definitely start freshman year. That was kind of, if I could go back, that's something I would definitely do over. Go meet people. You may not get the internship you're looking for your freshman year or your sophomore year, But the more you engage with some of the recruiters and the people who are on campus to network with you, it definitely helps when you are, meet the junior or senior qualification for an internship or a job. It definitely helps if they already know who you are, what your name is, and you've been meeting these recruiters for 2 years before you start interviewing.
Is there like any adjectives or maybe like three words that you could use to describe your brand?
That's a great question, Michael. I think I would use passionate, ambitious, and consistent. I always showed up. I always did a little bit of research when I met with, recruiters or anyone on campus who took the time to meet with me. And the ambition was always, I always started, at least shared one goal or dream of mine with somebody that I met, and it kind of gave us something to talk about moving forward.
Awesome. Those are great adjectives to describe your brand. And so, Marcos, talk to me a little bit about how you landed your current job position.
So this is actually a very interesting story. So I grew up in the produce industry in Florida. My dad's been in the tomato industry, for 30 years. And I kind of grew up, working in the fields and helping him out. And so back home, I'm from Immokalee, Florida, the tomato capital of the world. And the Lippman, the company I work for now, is actually headquartered in Florida. So when I went to Michigan State, obviously there's not a lot of open field tomato growing in Michigan. So I spent two internships working in the greenhouse industry. Thought I wanted to be there, but actually ended up wanting to be closer to home upon graduation. So as I was preparing for graduation, I actually was trying to, research some companies and positions of, tomato growers close in Florida, closer to home. And there's a big produce conference that happens in late October. And I talked about it, to my professors, and they mentioned that I should reach out to some people and see if I could make it down there. And that's what I did. So I gathered some information. I got on LinkedIn. I researched, anybody who worked for the top 10 tomato growers in Florida. And I started just adding some of them and trying to network and talk to them. To my surprise, almost everybody who I messaged responded and was actually excited to meet with me. And so at this produce conference, I met with Lippman and a few other companies, and they all showed interest in wanting to hire me and start the interview process, which was very refreshing because I think a lot of times we get nervous or a little bit scared to reach out to companies or recruiters. And in all honesty, they were actually very excited to have somebody who was interested in the industry and wanted to work in the industry and was, passionate enough to go find them, send them an email, connect with them, and pursue a job with their company. And so when I went down there, I kind of talked to them. We networked. I went back home. I kept networking with them, kept talking to them, ended up going through the interview process. Unfortunately, there wasn't a job available right during graduation or after graduation. So I stayed in contact with them. I took another job. When I actually met with the CEO of Lippman, one of the things he told me is, that I should gather some more experience before I took a sales role. So learn operations, learn marketing, learn some of the other things that were going to make me a good salesperson. And I kind of took that to heart, took another job in operations. And as soon as the sales position opened up with Lippman, I actually got a call from the recruiter, and she had me fly down to California, interview, and everything went well.
Wow, that's excellent. That is a great story. It's so interesting because just hearing you talk about the story, you sounded very passionate, which of course I know you mentioned was one of your words that you would describe your brand. But throughout this whole story, It's interesting how you kind of planted the seed, how you were consistent and you didn't give up when there wasn't an opportunity available, but you knew that that was your passion and that you wanted to kind of work for that company. So it's interesting how it kind of had like a full circle where you didn't burn a bridge and you stayed in contact, with that company, with the members of that company, and then, you were able to get a job with that with them. So that's pretty cool. So Marcos, my next question is like, how would you describe, your experience as a student and your experiences as a professional? Like, do you think that you've changed, or do you think that you're still the same person that you were when you were in college?
No, I think you definitely grow. The more you experience, the more you learn. The different positions, and struggles, challenges that you go through, through university and especially post graduation. Especially for myself, I actually ended up moving even further away from home than when I went to Michigan State. So I'm, 3,000 miles away from home. Came out here, didn't know anybody. Like I said, with camp, at least there was a huge focus on community, and some of my best friends were there. So the transition was a little bit easier. Coming out here, I didn't know anybody, right? So it definitely changes you. As far as a student, I just wasn't the sharpest tool in the shed. The education system does not play to my strengths, and I kind of knew that going in, and so I had to spend extra time, doing tutoring and meeting with professors and finding ways to, make it through and succeed at university. And so I would say that was kind of the biggest challenge for me is actually the academia, because I'm a hands-on learner, right? So if I work something out with my hands or through a real life experience, it's fairly easy for me to grasp a concept.
Wow, that's terrific. Thank you for sharing that. It was actually really inspiring to hear that. How are your communication skills with your employer, your colleagues, and what advice would you give to young professionals in the workplace?
I actually was fortunate because I've had great mentors through high school, through college, even now that are kind of guiding me and helping me, and even some of my best friends from Michigan State. I still run some of the things that I'm going through by them and kind of ask for their help on how they would approach a situation or if they're in different industries, how they would take on a challenge and work through a solution. But I think what a key thing that you're gonna, at least that I ran into, is when I was 23 when I started my job. I was one of those youngest sales guys, if not the youngest sales guy in the company. And so I'm working with people who are old enough to be my parents or in their 40s, and they have a ton of experience, and I come in with a different mindset. I just got out of school and some of the concepts are fresh in my head. They've been doing business for many years and it's always worked for them. So I think it's essential that you take the time to, ask for help, communicate, learn, about them and their personalities so that you're not stepping on toes, so that you guys can work together. And I think a lot of companies kind of integrate that into some of the training. To make sure that everybody's comfortable with each other, and can communicate and work together as a team. I mean, the teamwork as a professional compared to classes is going to be a completely, a 180, right? And it's definitely a lot smoother. People are more willing to work together. So I think the communication could be a little bit, at least for me, it was a little bit challenging just because there was no, there was no platform for us to kind of connect. The things that I was going through as a 24-year-old, 23-year-old, were what some of their kids were going through. So it was just a little bit different than I kind of expected. But I think that we'll run into, management and different personalities as you kind of go through your career. So it's important that you take the time to get to know them, and get to know them, who they are. How they work, and then you can kind of put together a good relationship with some of your coworkers.
Perfect. That's great advice. I mean, I think a lot of people in the workplace can, come across certain struggles and challenges, and that's kind of leading up to my next question. What are some of the challenges or struggles that you face as a working professional, and how do you tend to overcome that? And what are ways that you do to kind of turn those things into positives?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest challenges is when you step into a family-owned company or a smaller company, you're gonna run into challenges and problems that you haven't encountered before, right? There's gonna be struggles. There's gonna be a ton of things that you don't know, and the easy thing to do is just to keep asking questions and learning things, right? But for me, it was my challenge is I didn't want to over ask for help. I wanted to kind of prove myself and work hard and learn things on my own. And luckily I had a manager who kind of let me learn through trial and error. And sometimes it went really well and I was really successful and I could save the company money and make the company money. And sometimes I kind of fell flat on my face. And so those are, some of the challenges that you encounter. Sometimes, you just need to ask for help. And to be honest with you, Michael, right now, like students are in the best place in the world. They're with, some of the brightest minds. And it's important that we, if I could go back, I would network with a lot more people. As I was preparing for this, actually went out to Yosemite National Park this weekend. And as I was hiking, I was thinking about some of the things that, we may talk about. And one of the things that came to mind is some of the relationships that I made at Michigan State with recruiters, and even with students. One example is one of the recruiters that I kind of worked with the Food Marketing Association, one of the clubs on campus. I actually work with him now. So he's a carrier and he's helped us out, kind of saved us quite a bit of money. So it was a solid relationship that started on campus. That now is actually benefiting me and helping me out. Another example is one of the students that was actually in my class. A peer of mine is now at one of the largest processors in the country. And I actually just connected with him and said, hey, reconnected and started talking about some of the different vegetable items that they're using, and learning about, how that side of the business works, right? So it's all this knowledge, some of the brightest minds in the world are in the same classrooms that some of your listeners are in. So it's actually a great place to start, networking and learning and because down the road, those relationships definitely, can help you.
My next question is actually for those relationships and that net with those networking skills. What did you do to help build your resume? Like, what advice would you give to students that are preparing to go out into the workforce? Would you recommend like internships? Would you recommend, kind of visiting these professional development workshops? What is something that helped you that you think would benefit students right now?
All of the above, Michael. I mean, one of the things I talked about earlier is I was always engaged. For me, university was kind of like a chess match, right? I knew what the end goal was. I wanted to graduate. That was first and foremost. But at the end of it, I wanted to choose where I wanted to work. I didn't want to limit myself to a specific company because I didn't build my resume. And so luckily I had, like I said, I had mentors who kind of helped me, through that and said, hey, you need to go out there and talk to some of these recruiters and know what they're looking for. And that's kind of what I did. So not my freshman year. I didn't do as much of it my freshman year, but definitely my sophomore, junior, and senior year. I would actually go out, and meet with recruiters. And even if I already had an internship, I would go and say, hey, I already have an internship, but I'm definitely interested in what you do. Would it be okay if we, sat down for coffee sometime and just I just would love to learn more about your company and the position and stuff like that. If there was, some kind of opposition, I would just say, hey, just top three things that I should do as a student, as a sophomore right now, so that I'm ready for your internship when I'm a junior. Because some of these internships do have, junior and senior status, requirements, right? And so for me, it was like, okay, well, I know what the end goal was. So how do I backtrack, right? So I would go back, and one of the things that I would say that, if you're looking for an internship or if there's a job that, your dream job that you want to go after, go meet with that recruiter your freshman or sophomore year. They're not going to turn you away. They may say, we're not ready for you, but always go and get the feedback. Show them your resume. Say, hey, what can I add to this? What skills do I need to work on for the next 2 years so that I'm ready for you my junior and senior year? And 8 times out of 10 or 9 times out of 10, they're going to tell you, hey, this is what we're looking for. This is what you should work on. And then you have a blueprint moving forward to where you can build some leadership skills. If they're looking for, bilingual, if they're looking for communication skills, if they're looking for whatever skills that they're looking for, they're going to share them with you, and then you can kind of build your resume around it, right? So that was one thing that I did is most companies are looking for communication, leadership and experience. So what I do, I took so what I did with that is I took leadership positions on campus through some of the organizations, right? I put together, different programs on campus, like mock interviews, resume critique meetings, and that showed some of the kind of the communication where I was able to bring in, different companies onto campus and help students out and, lead these organizations, and stuff like that, right? So I was able to build my resume based off of what companies were looking for at some of my dream jobs, or what I thought, I wanted to do. And so that's my only advice is if you want to work for Tesla, you better be meeting with that recruiter, know what they want, how do you build your resume, sit with them, talk to them. And over 3 years, you're more likely to get that interview than if you just kind of waited around to your junior and senior year.
Marcos, right now there's probably some students listening to this and they probably most likely feel inspired like I do, but some maybe still feel a little bit more on the reserve side and maybe a little bit intimidated. What advice would you give to these students that are probably struggling to take that step that they need to put themselves out there?
I think this is especially if some of your listeners are a little bit younger, or even if they're their junior and senior level status, they're just kind of in a double time process now. But I would say every process, interview process is going to be pretty similar. I mean, so, some companies are trying to throw in something different. But there's going to be probably an introduction, which is going to happen at your career fairs. There's going to be an interview. There's probably going to be an on-site interview, and stuff like that, right? So I would say go to some of these different events on campus where they're doing mock career fairs, because they're setting those up, specifically for you, so that you can go out there, make the mistakes, meet some of the recruiters and get feedback. And that's how you go and you practice it. As far as interviews, the interview questions, they're not, some of them can be very similar. And I would just, for me, it was, I would always practice them, right? So I had a list of different interview questions in my notebook. And as I was sitting down watching TV or whatever, I would just kind of read them out to myself and try to answer in my head, well, this is how I would answer this. I learned some of the different, interview styles. But for me, I think the most important thing was I interviewed for positions that I was really passionate about. So I would go home and do research, and I always knew what was going on in the produce industry. So before we even started the interview process, I broke the ice by asking, the manager, the recruiter, hey, what do you think about this situation that's going on in the produce industry? And I was genuinely interested in what they had to say. So that broke the ice. I was comfortable. They knew I was engaged. They knew I was interested in the industry and the company, and I had done my homework, right? I knew what was going on. And typically the interview went well right after that. It's because they were already interested or as interested as I was. And so it was more of a conversation than an interview. And that's how I always approached it, is if you're confident with the industry, and you've already practiced some of the questions that may come up, you're going to be confident in the interview.
So Marcos, in like two or three sentences, can you just like sum up what advice would you give to a student that's listening to this podcast right now? With all of the experience you've had, can you sum up in two or three sentences like what do you think should be like what advice would you have given yourself when you were an undergrad?
I would say show up, be engaged, know that if they're spending their time to be on campus, they're interested in meeting with you. They want to know more about you. So don't be shy to talk to them. Don't be shy to talk to people. Let people know your dreams. And then, most importantly, work hard and get after it.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Marcos.
There you have it. Join us next time as we interview more camp scholars and their experience in the workforce. Remember, if you are a current or past camp participant, please feel free to contact the NMSI office with any questions.